This is Mark with safedaytrading.org. And if you'd like to get free information on how to safely trade day trading activities, stop in and get free information at safedaytrading.org. Again, that's safedaytrading.org. Hey, everybody. Today is May 26th. It's the day after Memorial Day. It's been great. It's getting hot out there. The rain's starting to come in for the end of the spring rain, so it's just a beautiful day. You know, I want to talk a little bit first about what happened today. The Dow is almost at 25,000, okay? It's only 17% down from the 20 or its peak, which is not too far, and it's going to continue to grow. The real issue is going to be the unemployment reports. If they start shrinking down, we should start seeing negative numbers of unemployment. If that happens, then the Dow will continue to go up, I think, on that case. But also, there seems to be a lot of rhetoric right now developing around the United States and China. China's trying to flex its muscle and trying to get the Americans to back down. I don't know what's going to happen there, but keep an ear to the ground on that one. If something gets happens and, you know, we've got a full-out issues between the U.S. and China, I think it's going to be pretty ugly. We'll see the Dow go back down, and unemployment will pop up. The good news is that the virus has showed us that there are industries in the United States that have been farmed out to China that have to be coming back. And so I think that's going to happen probably in the next couple of years. I think you're going to see stronger numbers coming out probably in next year, maybe the end of this year. Hopefully third quarter will pop. And if it does, it'll be wonderful and everybody happy, you know, and we've missed an opportunity to make a lot of money when it dropped down and then when it came back up. But hey, I learned a secret in trading. There's always another trade out there. Oil's at around $34 a barrel. There's discussions about the supply cut that the Arabs did and that it's starting to see some impact. You start seeing the United States and most other countries starting to travel. So again, I think that oil is going to pop up to 40. Either in June or July, and that's probably the best prediction I have, and I think it's the closest. Gold is floating around $1,704. I think it's going to stay between $1,700 and $1,750. I don't see it dropping yet. Maybe if there's more optimism and unemployment starts to drop, it may start dropping as well. What happens, though, is just think about this, is that if the stock market goes up, then you're going to see people running from gold and money, cash into the stock market, okay? When the stock market drops significantly, you see people running to cash and the gold. So just be aware of that kind of relationship. I don't see much changing there for a while. It really depends on... you know, it just depends on the virus. I know they're already talking about a second wave. I see that the Democrats are starting to release some of their states. I think there's still some crazy stuff going on, but it's mostly in the Democratic states. The Republican states have pretty much opened the doors for business. And I think anticipation right now is we should see a drop in unemployment or increase in payroll. I'm hoping to see that soon, and if that happens, then we'll, we know we've, you know, changed directions. Now, one of the things I want to talk about today, and just so as a heads up for you guys, I had a chance to talk to a trading psychologist, and I'm going to do some series of interviews with her, and I think it's really helpful because what we find in safe day trading is that 70% of what you're doing when you're trading is all mental, okay? A couple of things happen. You got fear, and you got greed, and you got focus. Fear and greed deal a lot with your reactions. if you lose some money, then you get fearful. Then you try and double down or triple down or whatever the case may be. You don't follow the discipline that we try to teach you in safe day trading. On the other side of it, if you're successful and you have one or two big trades, then you start throwing out your training there too, because you think you've got a better system, it works a little better. And by the end of the day, you find out, you may be up a little bit, maybe even, maybe be down, but you've really kind of broken your system apart. And those are the two most important things that you've got to be aware of: fear and greed, and discipline. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But one of the things I want to share with you right now, I think it's very important. There's a book out by Mark Douglas called Trading in the Zone. I think you can even find it on the web. Although I recommend, if you're a podcast listener, to try and get the audio book or get the book itself. I find that having a book is helpful because I can go back and review it. It's a little harder to take notes when you're listening to an audio book, because most of the time I'm listening to it on the move somewhere, driving, whatever the case may be. But the first time I got the book, I listened to it in the car. And I think it's quite a long, 3 or 4 hours. And so it was one of those things you kind of listen to as you're traveling. But then I got the book too, because then I can take copious notes, highlight stuff, put little tabs in a book that I can go to later. So I really want to throw out that book for you. As a serious trader, you should have this book. I really, really recommend it. Because it really works on perspective, okay, of how to make your perspective good so that you can be a consistent trader. So I'm throwing that out for you guys. I recommend it. Pick it up, either the audio book, the book, or if you can find it on Google, that's fine too. But I would recommend having a hard copy, just because you can, take some copious notes and really messed the book up like you did in high school and college. So I just got to throw that out at you. This is a short little podcast. Again, I want to recommend the book. Anyway, talk to you later. Everybody, I want to mention too that we have a YouTube site called Safe Day Trading, which we show you trades that we make with the techniques that we use. You can also send me questions that you might have at Mark at safedaytrading.org. Anyway, talk to you later.